With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The late Lillian Hellman tried to make it tough for William Wright as he began writing a biography of the famous playwright. Wright, author of The Von Bülow Affair, already had a contract with Simon & Schuster when he began.
First she called Michael Korda at Simon & Schuster and blasted him for having stabbed her in the back this way. And then he tried to mollify her by saying William Wright's a very fair, balanced, fine writer and all the nice things she would make her feel better.
Then Lillian Hellman said the real reason she was against a William Wright biography was that she was going to sponsor an author biography somewhere down the line.
Somewhere down the line turned out to be 3 days later. She appointed William Abrams, her editor, to be her official biographer.
Then she wrote letters to her friends urging that they speak only to Abrams, but most ignored the request, and William Wright interviewed more than 150 of Hellman's friends and associates. Wright discovered that the author of The Little Foxes and Toys in the Attic was an angry woman, often greedy, who could behave like a monster. Hellman herself admitted she had a problem with her temper and invented a mythical person called Nursey to help keep her anger in check.
When she, Hellman, would get too angry, Nursey would try and calm her down. She said, one night at my house in Martha's Vineyard, Peter Feebleman was a house guest, and he heard the screaming and yelling and thought an intruder had come in and was strangling me, and he came running down the hall and into my bedroom, and he said, what's going on? And I said, I'm just having a fight with Nursey.
When the accuracy of Hellman's memoirs were challenged, the playwright filed a multi-million dollar suit against Mary McCarthy, who had said on television that Hellman was a dishonest writer whose every word, including and the, was a lie.
There was a very vindictive streak to that suit, because she knew she was impoverishing Mary McCarthy.
William Wright's workmanlike biography is called Lillian Hellman, The Image, The Woman, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. William Wright, author of Lillian Hellman, The Image, The Woman, has found convincing evidence that the late playwright passed off as the truth many elements of her memoirs that were clearly fiction.
Here it was a woman who'd spent her life making up stuff, weaving great dramas, no obligation to be truthful at all, and I just think the temptation became very strong to embellish this life.
The story of Hellman's alleged friend, Julia, which was made into a film with Jane Fonda, apparently never happened. Julia is portrayed as a wealthy American woman who waged an underground struggle against the Nazis in the 1930s. Wright says Hellman clearly patterned Julia after a real woman named Muriel Gardiner, who never knew the playwright, but who had the same attorney as Hellman. Hellman also denied ever being a communist, but
she may have been what they called a member at large. They wanted her to keep her membership secret because she was more valuable to the party as a independent. She was a celebrity. Her name was more valuable on committees and communist front organizations if she wasn't known to be a party member.
And Wright says that Hellman was less than heroic when she was forced to appear before a witch-hunting congressional committee in 1952.
What she offered was, I'll talk about myself, but not about others. In fact, she would not talk about herself. She did plead the fifth when asked questions about herself.
Although Hellman did write an eloquent letter expressing a sense of outrage for what many thought was a government inquisition. William Wright says Lillian Hellman may never have the stature of a Tennessee Williams or a Eugene O'Neill, but that her plays, particularly Toys in the Attic, will be remembered.
They don't pretend to great profundity or artistry, but they're very solid dramas that really engage an audience.
William Wright is the author of Lillian Hellman, The Image, The Woman, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.